Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Hello, Podlers. All I wanted to do was give away tickets to a listener to see Coldplay, but what happened was, well, we descended into chaos.
Let's reset back to the beginning.
Oh my God!
Machine's falling apart.
Oh no! Yeah, okay.
That's it, Michael. You just talk amongst yourself over there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's disastrous.
That's not even the toy breaking.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show, 9 playlists on Absolute Radio. That's Matt Dyson's karaoke staple, the Divinals, and I Touch Myself. Harrowing to see that man.
I bring a really different take to the song, don't I?
I touch myself when I think about you.
Oh, no. It never goes down well.
Oh, but always. Karaoke, they always close the place down, don't they?
Yeah.
The amount of karaoke joints I've seen you close down over the years.
I barely finished the song.
I get to middle air, people had enough.
Yeah.
Right, it is time for you to stick it to the bin man. Listen to this clip from Friday's show, answer a question based upon it, and that way you can get a bin sticker of my face. And what I want to know is, who was Anna? Do you remember Anna?
Oh, dear.
Ring any bells?
No, I think you mean Emma.
Yeah. Oh, Emma, yeah.
Emma, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, Anna meant to see a band with her ex-boyfriend, but went with her dad instead. Who was that band?
I'm going to go back 13 years to 2009, when Anna was 18, and she had 2 tickets to go and... Wembley, and she was due to take her boyfriend at the time, who was a big he was a drummer in a band, and then a couple of weeks before, she split up with him.
Dad! You can't come on the radio and tell the nation about my ex-boyfriend!
That was, of course, the wonderful Anna Geary, who we said goodbye to on Friday. And as a little treat, we got her dad on to tell us an embarrassing story. And that was it. So who was Anna meant to see with her ex-boyfriend but took her dad instead? Your names and your answers, please, to 81215. That's 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in-store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
6:46. On your Monday morning, joining us on line one, hoping to stick it to the bin man, is Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello.
Welcome along to the show, Kathy. You're a nurse.
I am.
A horse riding nurse.
Oh.
I'm not just presuming that based on how you sound. We were talking during the last song. Tell everyone what your horse is called.
He's called Joey.
Joey. Do you just like trot along on Joey, or do you jump over things? What do you do with him?
A little bit of everything, mainly jumping over things and trying to stay on.
Okay, yeah, I knew they were the technical terms, but we're going to have to slow down there on the equestrian sports, Kathy. Let's talk bins instead, shall we? How many have you got?
I've got 4.
Where would you put my face?
On our green waste bin.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Kathy. So tell us, who was Anna meant to see with her ex-boyfriend but took her dad instead?
She's supposed to see Oasis.
She did, yes. Oasis is the correct answer. Kathy, lovely talking with you. Thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you.
Cheers, Kathy. Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
7:07 on your Monday morning. You all right there, Matt?
Yes, fine, yeah.
Pull it together. It's time for the social ammunition.
Yeah, yes. Well, Dave, as a child, I would dream of taking over a theme park for the day. Tale was told back in the 80s of millionaire celebrities doing so, sort of like Elton John taking over Alton Towers for the day. Yeah, exactly. Paul Daniels having Drayton Manor Park and Zoo to himself for 12 hours. You know, it was the stuff of childhood dreams in the 80s. Well, It's still happening now, I can tell you, because Jeff Bezos has basically taken over Disney California Adventure and the Disneyland Park. Just him and his girlfriend spending an afternoon at Disneyland.
And somehow he's managed to make it look like the least fun place on earth.
That's it, yeah.
Even though it isn't that. It's great
as a
fun.
Child, it sounded like a great idea, but is it just you and your girlfriend there for the day? Is that sad? Is that not the experience you were hoping for as a child?
Well, I think if you do... So we're under the impression that he's hired the entire place, right?
Yes,
that's what we believe
we
know.
That's what seems to have happened.
So you got to invite, like, 20 of your mates and their kids, and then you just let them run loose.
That's it, yeah.
And then it's a little bit of a party atmosphere.
That would be the way to do it.
I don't know if Bezos is getting on a coach afterwards. That's his business, not mine.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't just have the two of you.
Well, yes, it was just the Amazon founder and his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez. His estimated net worth is $134.6 billion. And they spent the afternoon there together going on the Jungle Cruise, the Grizzly River Run, and the Incredicoaster. But his girlfriend didn't want to go on Space Mountain.
She's missing out. Yeah.
I'll just draw the line there. And so there's a picture that's been shared on social media over the weekend of just an empty Space Mountain ride and just Jeff Bezos sat there.
Do you reckon he bought that on a key ring? a reminder of a loneliest day of his life.
Am I in that one?
Because the thing is, a really fun thing about queuing up for roller coasters and stuff like that is if it's like Nemesis or Nemesis Inferno or anything like that, it's when it goes over your head and you hear all the people screaming as they go past you.
Yeah, so and Chang just sounded you just, in the face.
It would have just been the sound of one person going, whoa.
I sure wish my girlfriend was here to see this.
So sad, isn't it? Is it really? I don't think it's a good thing to do. Really, is it? By the looks of it.
I'm just checking to see if you can get those keyrings on Amazon. Glenn has suggested.
Yeah. It was shared.
I'll have 100, please.
Shared by someone called Kendall Brown, who said, the photo of Jeff Bezos riding Space Mountain completely alone is one of the funniest, most pathetic demonstrations of wealth I've ever seen.
we haven't even seen the most tragic bit, which is queuing for an empty roller coaster means he still has to do the whole, like, zigzagging all the way through the line, just going up and down for half an hour until he gets to the front.
Please hope he used the fast track entrance.
Please tell me he ran. Please tell me he ran.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? And the other story, big story from the weekend was a raven singing to a flute.
Now, I've heard this. I'm ahead of the curve on this. It's amazing.
Shared by Science Girl on Twitter. It's just a guy playing the flute at home, and he's trained his pet raven to sing along, and it does backing vocals. It's quite an astounding thing. La 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 la.
I wonder if Jeff Bezos was singing that down the fast track lane.
A raven doing backing vocals reminds us, of course, Dave, of our friend Erlinger from Iceland. When we used to do Pointless Skill of the Week, and Erlinger could talk to the ravens.
He talks to the ravens.
That was him. Amazing. That was Erlinger talking to the ravens, and the ravens would sing back. La 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 la. We love
Space
you.
Space Mountain. La 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 la. La.
Okay, Jeff, time to go home. The Dave Berry
Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. At 17 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning, it is time for Band of Grams. Can you figure out the band or artiste that we have put through the Bandagram machine? If you can, you get yourself a shout-out. Now, we play this artist on both Absolute Radio and Absolute 80s.
OK.
And your Bandagram this morning is also, coincidentally, one of my erotic dancing names from the early noughties. Steak Hub.
Steak Hub, wow.
Yeah, STEAKHUB. Oh. Steak Hub. That is your Bandagram this morning. Send me your name, your answer, where you are right now, and a flavour of what you're up to. Send the whole thing along to 8-12-15. You could be getting your shout out based on Steak Hub next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix. The hot
Weather is finally here. Shop the range of fans at Wickes, like the Fine Elements white USB fan, just £6. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wickes.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, and on Bandagrams this morning we had Steak Hole. But which band or artist that we play on Absolute Radio and on Absolute 80s is Steak Hub, Matt?
It's Kate Bush.
It is Kate Bush, in honour of the final episodes of Stranger Things, which landed across the weekend. Well done to Jim the farmer in Shropshire, who's currently on a tractor. I like that. Texting in the show on a tractor. Cheers, Jim. Matt in Bradford, way behind on a job meant to be completed tomorrow. Peter driving to Essex from Lincoln. Beth in Wolverhampton. Jeff in Devon heading to work. Tam, Scott and Jonathan on the way to Edinburgh to Tyler Roof. Nikki in Amersham struggling to get into a skirt. Gavin and Joanne going for a coffee before work. And get this, Rav, morning Rav, in Leicester, who got all the way to the train station today before remembering he booked the day off.
Oh, Rav.
Good luck with that. Well done, everybody. It was Kate Bush. As well as Steak Hub, we have Shake Butt and Beak Shut. Something you'd all think about.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Monday morning.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, we have reached the 10th and final week of 10 weeks of tickets, and we're celebrating in style because every single day got your chance to see Coldplay in Glasgow. Now, as you know, we have been giving away these tickets to the biggest and best gigs. Matt Dyson, what we've decided to do this week is revisit some of our favourite games from the past 10 weeks. And this morning, we have Higher Power. Explain to everybody what's returning and why we're so excited about it.
One of the best mechanics, this one. It's essentially an electric metal wire maze with a metal wand that you have to guide along the wire without touching the wire itself. It's the classic game.
Because the wire might collapse, because that is shoddy.
It is. I mean, I was actually working from home last time we played this, so it's great to have a go on it, but the standard of equipment...
Matt, you did not miss out.
It's pretty poor, really. It's the cheapest one available.
Hey, let's not lay into it. I've just billed it as a returning.
But it makes the game more tense because I worry when doing it that I genuinely will get electrocuted from doing it.
It's quite shoddy. But basically, whoever gets furthest will win the tickets for you.
Okay, so if you would like to play for your chance to see Coldplay, well then call us right now, 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. All the T's and C's are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Wickes have everything you need to complete your home and garden projects. Shop in store or through the Wickes app.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wickes. 10 weeks of tickets.
The wire game's not going to let us down at the last minute, is it? Oh, no. Producer Dave, we might need to just get your Swiss Army knife out and change the batteries because we are going to play Higher Power as part of 10 weeks of tickets. Your chance to see Coldplay live in Glasgow. We've got one of those wire games where you move the wand from one end to the other. An online one, we've got Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Mr. Berry. Good morning, team.
Great having you on the show. Danny, you're going to be represented by Matt Dyson. You're going to be playing first. On line two is Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Dave.
Great having you on the show, my friend. Glenn is going to be your player. As I say, Danny's going first. So, Matt, you are up.
Okay. Dave, can you activate the wire mic?
Activating wire mic.
I'm glad I got delivered in time.
Yeah,
I know. Matt, are you ready?
Okay, let's go.
Come on, please begin. Here we go. Do it for Danny. Oh, it's a fine, steady hand. Here we go.
Oh, this curve.
This is the
first corner is quite hard, isn't it?
Wow.
This is further than any.
Matt, this is really impressive.
We've really good.
I'm found something you're really good at.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? I'm so steady.
God.
Wow, this is a walk in the park.
I mean, this game was popular in the 80s, so that... Oh. Danny, this is looking very...
What? Oh, my God! The speed!
Oh, okay.
I got
impressive.
You did really well.
You got more than halfway through.
Danny, wow. You're in.
That's really impressive.
Can we move it off the thing? Since
oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Let's reset back to the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Machine's falling apart.
Oh,
apartment.
No. Yeah,
okay. That's it, Michael. You just talk amongst yourself over there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's disastrous.
That's not even the toy breaking.
No. Oh.
There we go.
Yeah. There we go. Right.
Why are we bringing so much crockery to the studio?
Michael, good luck. Yep. The machine has been fixed. Glenn, take it away.
All right, that's really not my comms.
Oh, no.
Oh, Danny, you've got it. Well done. What a lengthy build-up to such a short playtime. Danny, you are off to see Coldplay in Glasgow. Thank you for tuning into the show. Enjoy the gig.
Amazing. Thank you very
Cheers,
much.
Cheers, Dan. Well done, mate. Well done. Wow.
Honestly, I don't want to talk about this.
Shall we bring this back tomorrow? No, I don't think we will.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The time is 8:10 on your Monday morning. I have three words for you. Wet, look, and gel.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You were a big fan back in the day.
No,
weren't you,
I experimented with it in the 80s.
You're not Bill Clinton.
No, and
I didn't inhale.
We were all experimenting with wet look gel in the past, but after a summer holiday, I thought I'd reinvent myself with a cool, sort of slick back.
How slick back are we talking?
Like, just pasted back, covered in wet look gel.
How long was your hair, and how old were you?
I was still at primary school, so I must have been about 10. And I thought, oh, that looks really cool. All the film stars do it. And I remember walking to school like it. And I left the house, and then suddenly, just as I got around the corner from school, it dawned on me, wait a minute, I might look like an idiot here. People are going to mock me for having slick back
hair. Possibly.
And it had all gone hard, and I sort of had to, like, crack it open and shake it back up to return it to a semi-normal state, because I backed out.
Cracking open your own hair. Yes, something you should be doing on the way to school.
I reinvented myself, but it only lasted for about 10 minutes, and then I had to back out and just become boring old me again.
Oh, how tragic.
I just foresaw it not going down well at school, and I think I was right.
I wonder how many 10-year-olds refer to themselves as boring old me. this is why we want to talk about your post-school holiday reinventions, because we all did it. And when I came back for year 9, I thought what would be a really stylish move, really set me aside from the pack, was I would replace my white school shirt under my green blazer with a collared T-shirt that had a 3/4-length metal zip that just went all the way down.
Oh, my God.
I know, it's awful.
How old were you? 13?
What were
you doing at Camden Market?
I thought I looked like Robbie Williams in Take That.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't.
Oh.
And I just slightly unzipped. It had like a metal circle at the bottom. And I just
A T-shirt with a zip. Yeah.
Like,
and a collar.
Like a cycling
That's
thing.
Not a T-shirt. That's a new item of clothing.
I thought, you know what? I'll debut this. I'll debut this at the beginning of year 9. What could possibly go wrong?
What sort of reaction did you get that moment when you walk into the playground and everyone's the heads are turning?
Yeah, I think I'm walking in my head going, spirits move me. Yeah, it was not a good look.
No, it's like, what's that zip doing there?
Yeah, so I did what you did. I just took it off and just wore my blazer. It's the only thing I could do. So we want to talk about your reinventions after the school holidays. Come join in. The number is 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, Dave. When I started comprehensive school, I thought it would be a good idea to do away with my school satchel and get a briefcase.
Oh, no.
So I could look like a mature businessman.
Yeah. There's one lad in every year that tries it.
Yeah. Do you remember that year I took my briefcase to the Isle of Wight Festival?
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course. Who could forget?
Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you
walk... shouting
Why didn't you just put your hand... Yeah, they were abusive. Mike in North Chapel, I felt the abuse. Why don't you just put your big old hand on my shoulder and just say, Dave,
you know, often you get it right, but the briefcase, the other White Festival, like the zip neck T-shirt, is a mistake. And I could say, thank you, my wet look gel friend, thank you. Anyway, Mike from North Chapel goes on to say, unfortunately, one of the boys in the year above saw it very differently. Needless to say, my briefcase ended up on the roof of the school building. Oh, no. Sad times, concludes Mike. Well, thanks for getting in touch, Mike. Glenn, has this affected you? Have you been affected by any of the issues on this show today?
I don't know what the hell I was thinking. This is after half term in year seven, so I'd only been at the school for about a month and a half, and I thought, yeah, it's time to reinvent myself, like a costume change. Oh, and one of the first days we had back was Mufti Day. Yeah. Oh. I wore full, like, camouflage, like T-shirt trousers. Which meant it was a really wooded area where my school was as well, so I probably just looked like a head just bobbing. But I also completely changed my hairstyle. I don't know why I did this, because previously I was wet look as well in terms of the gel. Like, and it was like dead straight, but then just like a vertical quiff at the front, you know?
Yeah,
like really rigid. I decided not to do that. I decided to go fully, like, spiked up all over like I've been electrocuted. And I don't know who that was based on. I don't know why I decided to opt for that. But my maths teacher absolutely deflated me the second I walked in, and she went, "You look like Gary Rhodes."
Which is what every girl had wants to look
like. As if that's a celeb you throw on a Monday. Everyone's going for like the Beckham mohawk. I'm taking a picture of a chef into the barbers.
Gary Rhodes.
There we go. That is exactly the kind of stuff we're after. Come join in. The number is 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get Wix Premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £7. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's Monday morning. We've carved out a little bit of the show to discuss the times you tried to reinvent yourself when you went back to school after the long summer holidays. Dave, I made exactly the same fashion faux pas as you in year 10. Having forgotten that I developed a hairy chest over the summer, I can still hear the laughter today from the moment I caught my chest hair in the zipper of the T-shirt.
Oh, God.
Stephen from Ipswich. Dave, the summer between year 9 and 10, the wispy beard started to grow upon my face, and I decided not to shave it all summer long. First day back at school, I decided my beard growth was a bit pitiful, so I thickened it up with my mum's mascara.
Wow.
Safe to say, it was a disaster from David in Watford. Thank you, David. Now, this is coming from an anonymous teacher.
Oh, nice.
Who says, this happened just a couple of months ago, team. One of my year 11 students removed his blazer. He'd cut the sleeves off his white shirt, thinking he would start a new trend. I have never cried so much with laughter in all my life. From an anonymous teacher. Thank you, one and all.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
8:35 on your Monday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. As does the occasional pun. That matters as well, which is why every so often we bring you the Daily Smash. Two worlds brought together in your mind and then sent to me via text message at 8:12:15. Then I read it out and you hear it back through the speaker.
That's how it works.
It's a format as old as time, isn't it? Don't mess with it. It works. It just works. So, Matt Dyson, I've taken inspiration from your brilliant social ammunition from around 7:10 this morning. For those who weren't able to tune in at that time, can you remind us of that brilliant story?
Well, the headline was Jeff Bezos called sad after being pictured on Disneyland roller coaster by himself. The billionaire founder of Amazon was basically hired at Disneyland with his girlfriend, but she didn't want to go on Space Mountain, so he went on his own. And there's a picture of just him just sat on an empty roller coaster having the time of his life.
To hear the full story, you could subscribe to the Daily Podcast. Why not? So what we're doing is we are taking anything to do with theme parks, rides, names of rides, theme parks around the world, all that stuff, and we're smashing it together with music. As I say, the number's 8, 12, 15. I've got Black Gang Chine, right?
Oh, wait for it. The white one, yeah.
In your hands.
Oh, very nice.
Big shout out to the Isle of Wight. I've got Poulton's Weller.
Great.
And finally, it's getting Epcot in here. They're my three.
Very nice.
What you got, Matt?
Wet Legoland.
Yay!
I am the big one and only by Chessington Hawke's World of Adventure. This is sort of a double hitter.
Double hitter on a Monday morning. And, ambitious.
And Alexandra Burke's Bubble Works.
Which is an actual thing, I believe. Glenn, what you got?
Genesis Inferno.
Oh, yes.
I've stuck with Phil Collins here of Universal Studios. Oh. And Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there we go. So it's theme parks, and it's music, and it's your mind, and it's brought together to 8, 12, 15. Make sure you include your name so you can get the recognition you deserve. We're doing it next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
It's getting warmer, but not to worry. Wickes are prepared with everything you need to make yourself comfortable. Shop their range of fans to keep cool inside.
Be house proud with Wickes.
It's 8.50 on your Monday morning. And on the Daily Smash, it was theme parks versus music at 8, 12, 15. Kate Bush Gardens from Andy.
Right.
Working on Scottish Open. Primal Scream if you want to go faster from Emma and Carl Shorten.
Of course.
Rebel Waltzer by The Clash from Ryan in Glasgow. Disney Rascal from Matthew from Hemel Hempstead. Right. Ramesses Revenge Boys from Nat in Cardiff.
Oh, that's very nice.
Great work, Nat. Great work. Be very proud of yourself today. Slash Mountain from Emma. Sir Alton John, that's from Dave, bored at work in Bristol. And the Red Hot Chili Pepper Pig World from Den in Barking.
Very nice.
Nicely done. Matt, what we got on the socials?
Nemesis the Sledge, says Mike Sykes Blythe on Twitter.
Excellent,
God gave Rock and Roller Coaster to you, says Andrew Shaw. D Reamland, Johnny Margate.
Oh,
excellent work.
Double whammy.
And Darren Izzard has gone for the Haunted House Martins. Hashtag Daily Smash. And he also suggests Skilo, I wish I was a little bit taller to get on the ride.
Oh, excellent work, everybody. The Daily Smash will return to the Breakfast Show real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra! Extra! Extra!
What you got for us, Matt?
I've got a little update on a story we did on the Social Ammo Desk last Friday, Dave. It was Stephen Buchanan, the comedian, imagining the guys at Old El Paso when they were pitched
amazing.
The idea of the fajita kit and the simple concept that it is. Let's just relive it quickly.
Sorry, what is actually in this box? A couple of wraps and some spicy dust?
A couple of wraps and some spicy dust. Well, the people at Old El Paso, UK, have not ignored this when it went viral. They've embraced it, even though it seemed to have some sort of criticism of their concept within. Old El Paso, UK, are now, their Twitter handle is now a couple of wraps and some spicy dust.
At last, they've admitted it.
They are saying, here you go, and they replied to Stephen saying, are you happy now? We've changed our whole name just because of you. So do check it out and have a little couple of wraps and some spicy dust today, perhaps. You'll be talking about it later on Save Your Data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell for your Monday morning. And actually, I'd like to leave you with a text, a message that we had into the studio from Kirsty, the teacher from Romford. She says, Dave and the team, I'm on my last day of maternity leave. As per usual, your podcasts have been giving me an additional buzz on my time off. So I wanted to message and say thank you.
Oh,
well, how lovely is that?
Yeah.
We do have a brand new edition of the podcast available for you all. But what should it be called? Paul Daniels taking over Drayton Manor Park for the day.
Does that ever happen? I don't know.
Steak Hub.
Oh, yeah.
He slicked back his hair. Who does he think he is? Cracking out your own hair.
Yeah.
What's that zip doing there? Oblivia Newton-John. These are all good. And it demonstrates it's been a really fun show. So thank you to all of you for getting in touch. But do you know what? As Kirsty took the time to send such a lovely message and her maternity leave is at an end, why don't we give her our own edition of the podcast?
Wow.
So it's called Kirsty from Romford.
Okay, for a regular listener. Yeah,
there
nice.
You go, there you go. Once again, thank you very much indeed for your message. And thank you for tuning in this morning. Up next, news on how we can make you a winner. It's £100,000 today. We're going to be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work.
I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is on. Save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select city purchases. And enjoy 0% interest financing and free white glove delivery and setup only at Sleep Outfitters.